Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So this is a true story that has gone viral, and it is about the arrest of... I'm guessing he is an unhoused person, correct?
I believe so.
Yeah. But what this guy did and what he was arrested for, you 100% have his back. And not only do you have his back, you're saying that this is genius. It's resourceful.
I think it's impressive.
What happened?
It was Santa Monica, California.
Okay.
A gentleman was grilling meat using a shopping cart. Now, here's what he did. He basically made the shopping cart into a barbecue.
How?
He put wood in there.
Like turned it over?
No, use it as the basket.
Oh.
Put wood in there. Okay.
Yeah.
Then he had found a sword in his travels.
A sword?
Yes. He used the sword.
This sounds like how King Arthur became king.
He used the sword as a meat skewer.
Okay.
And he shoved meat onto it.
All right.
And he lit the wood in the shopping cart. And then he would occasionally splash Bud Light on it to keep fueling the flames. And that is how he was preparing his dinner.
You're right.
And to that I say, you know what? Use what you got.
Right.
Use what you got.
What was he charged with?
Okay. If this isn't, we're just searching for stuff now. Shoplifting.
Shoplifting. Oh, the cart?
Or I guess not shoplifting. Theft.
Because he stole the shopping cart. Stole the shopping cart.
Well, who knows that he even stole it? Maybe he found it. And then reckless burning and resisting arrest.
Well, the resisting arrest I can understand.
Sure, don't do that.
I got meat on.
Right. I got to flip it over.
Right.
It's saying it is unlikely that he will be charged with any kind of weapons crime because of the sword.
Reckless burning. Interesting. Actually sounds very not reckless.
No, it seems very contained.
What's the difference between burning wood in a shopping cart and burning it in a fire pit? What's the difference?
I think one is more designed to contain the fire, but...
We don't know anything about the design of a shopping cart.
You're right.
But regardless, though, this is a really good idea.
Like, how is this not Bear Grylls? How is the...
I get it.
Ah. How is this not just... what is it? A survivalist?
Yeah. Urban survivalist.
Gavin.
I think that's a thing. I think that's something.
National Geographic Channel, call us. We've got some ideas for you.
I'm going to give you a compliment. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This also seems like something you would come up with.
What?
If you were to ever find yourself in a position where you were unhoused or just wanted to be an urban survivalist,
I would.
You'd come up with something like this.
I absolutely would.
This is a great idea.
Yeah. I would definitely be able to. And I'm not saying I could do it long term.
Right. No.
But if I had to just for a couple days, I definitely think that I could set up some kind of impressive setup.
I still can't figure out what the problem is with this.
Okay. On the surface, should we probably be making fires in shopping carts? I guess probably not.
Why? Because it's on wheels?
Maybe.
What if this is at the beach? What if he wheeled it onto the sand?
Listen, if that's the case, I say let him be.
So totally agree.
If he's being safe about it. Now, if he rolled it over a pile of trash that had been soaking in gasoline,
yeah,
and then he started his barbecue, okay.
That's a bad idea. And it's not going to make your meat taste good.
No.
By the way, let's talk about that for a second.
Okay.
How California of this guy that he's like, I'm unhoused. I don't have money for a Traeger or even a Weber.
Right.
But you know what? I'm still going to go to Whole Foods and I'm going to get some meat. And just picture him like walking through the grocery store. And people are like, oh my God. But then he shows
up. Whole Foods, I would imagine he might fit right in.
No, he probably
does. Very crunchy.
And then he just walks right up to the butcher and just goes, excuse me, sir. Is that prime rib aged? How aged is it? Never mind. How marbled is the fat in your filet mignon? I love that. I think that's great.
And I bet the Bud Light gave it a little bit of flavor. They have beer chicken, don't they?
They absolutely do.
Right.
It's tang.
Right.
The Bud Light's got a sour taste to it. It's going to be a little, because he can't afford a rub.
Okay, so on the list of things that are technically illegal, but we don't think you should be arrested for them, we would like to add this. We really should keep a list of this.
We should.
Because there are quite a few things on it that we have said, I'm not saying that breaking the law is a good thing, but.
But.
Okay.
These are crimes that shouldn't be crimes.
Okay, I'm going to start a spreadsheet.
Do that.
Okay.
But I am going to keep that the man shouldn't have had a sword.
Gavin,
it's
a cooking utensil. What if he had a knife and he was cutting his meat with it? You'd be fine with that.
That's a good point.
So let him live.
All right. Sir, I'm sure you're a knight. Enjoy your meat grilled on a shopping cart. Going up on KUDL, KUDL HD1 Sacramento, we've got Are You Smarter Than Katie? Sure, she lost and it reset the jackpot down to $20, but we have a prize for you, win or lose, as part of it as well. That's at 7:10, and I'll tell you, Ellen is getting back out there, and she's raising eyebrows all over again. Disney released a teaser trailer for a prequel to one of their best films, and Zendaya is winning and losing at the same time. Find out how at 7:10.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.